はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、リュブリアナ。
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 125, as always brought to you by Eric Laren, the translation and interpretation specialists, joined by Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san in the studio for another great lesson. Today we'll be talking about the suffix kata, which means way of, manner of, and how to. Now, before we get into today's lesson, a few things we want to talk about. Last week, we released the I Love video. Now, for those of you who haven't seen it, we cannot recommend it enough. Stop by and check out the video. We have three versions. One, as is, no subtitles at all. Then we have one with English subtitles. Then we have one with the Japanese subtitles. So no matter what level, you can enjoy the video from JapanesePod101.com. Second, Yoshi-san, one of our listeners in the US, a young man named Justin, he put together a comic based on one of our stories. Yoshi-san, what did you think?
It was unbelievable.
Learning Japanese with anime. Now you might be asking yourself, how can you do that? If you come to JapanesePod101.com, you can check it out. His comic is actually interactive. When you scroll over the Japanese, you can actually select it, and that will play the audio file. So not only can you see his amazing artwork, you can listen and hear the dialogue. So it really helps you put it together. We cannot recommend this enough. Come by, check it out, leave us a post, give us all the feedback you can. Again, feedback about this, about everything. So stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post. With that said, let's get into today's conversation. Here we go. すみません。お寿司の食べ方を教えてくれませんか？
はい。お醤油をこのお皿に入れて、お箸で取って、ひっくり返して、ネタをお醤油につけて食べます。
違う。本当のお寿司の食べ方は、手で食べるんだよ。
へえ、そうなんですか？
まったく。最近の若いもんは分かってないな。まあいいか、勝手に食え。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。すみません、お寿司の食べ方を教えてくれませんか？
はい。お醤油をこのお皿に入れて、お箸で取って、ひっくり返して、ネタをお醤油につけて食べます。
違う。本当のお寿司の食べ方は手で食べるんだよ。
へえ、そうなんですか。
まったく最近の若いもんは分かってないな。まあいいか、勝手に。手に食え。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
すみません、お寿司の食べ方を教えてくれませんか？
Excuse me, could you teach me how to eat sushi?
はい。お醤油をこのお皿に入れて、お箸で取って、
Yes, put some soy sauce in this dish. Pick it up with the chopsticks.
ひっくり返して、ネタをお醤油につけて食べます。
Turn it overDip the top in the soy sauce and eat it.
違う。本当のお寿司の食べ方は手で食べるんだよ。
Wrong. The real way to eat sushi is with your hands.
へえ、そうなんですか。
Huh? Really?
まったく。最近の若いもんは分かってないな。
Jeez. Young people these days don't know anything.
まあいいか、勝手に食え。
Ah, forget it.Eat it however you like. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
そうですね。私も普段はお寿司を箸で食べますよ。
English, please.
Well, I usually eat sushi with my chopsticks.
Now, if I pick up sushi with my hands, am I going to be looked at strangely?
It depends on the situation.
Give me one situation where it might not be okay.
Well, like in a very high class party. maybe you might look a bit rude.
The old man in here is saying that the proper way to eat sushi is with one's hands.
Yes.
Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, I heard that these Edomae sushi, the Edo origin sushi, used to be, you know, eaten by hands because they used to be a very casual snack foods.
Ah.
So they didn't properly sit down and eat with chopsticks like every meal.
Got it. And eating sushi in Japan with one's hands is quite common?
I think people do, but maybe not so common among younger people.
Can you give us some tips on situations? For example, if I go to a party, should I use my hands to eat the sushi?
I think you'd better not.
Okay. How about in a family situation?
Yeah, that might be good.
So the more casual it is, the more comfortable you can feel to just grab it and pick it up and eat with your hands.
Yes, and maybe in some very traditional sushi bars, you know, the people in the restaurant know that the traditional way to eat sushi is with your hands.
Got it. Yoshi-san, have you ever eaten sushi with your hands?
Yes, I have.
Elaborate.
I think it tastes even better when you use your hand.
Really?
Because I like the texture, and I think it tastes better. And I like to get down and get dirty with my hands.
Well, I think that it might be easier to eat with your hands.
Yeah. So if you're struggling with the chopsticks, feel free to just pick it up. And as Yoshi said, get down and dirty. And it does have that nice texture. You know, the rice is warm. The fish is cold. It does have a certain appeal to it. And it's easier to flip it over.
Right.
And speaking of flip it over, let's get into today's vocabulary. Natsuko-san, first word?
ひっくり返す.
To turn over, to upset.
ひっくり返す. ひっくり返す.
Great word here. Really good vocabulary. Yoshi-san, can you give us a sample sentence?
お父さんは怒ってちゃぶ台をひっくり返した.
The father got angry and flipped over the table. Well, you get the point. I think the sentence exemplifies the word very well. Let's just take a closer look. What is the word for table in there? This is actually a Japanese-style table.
ちゃぶ台.
Break it down.
ちゃぶ台. ちゃぶ台.
Natsuko-san, what kind of table is this?
It's round-shaped and low because Japanese lifestyle used to not use the chairs, but they'd sit directly on tatami mat.
So it's about 2 feet high, right?
Yes, right. And you can fold the legs.
Really?
Yes, to store it.
That's convenient.
Yes, very much.
All right. Next we have
勝手に.
As one likes. What a great phrase we have here. Natsuko-san, what do you think?
Yeah, それは勝手にどうぞ.
勝手に.
Now there's a chichai tsu in there, which means you have to pause for a second. Instead of
勝手,
it's actually Yoshi-san.
勝手.
So this pause in there is something that you will get used to the more and more you hear it. Natsuko-san, sample sentence please.
勝手にしろ.
Do whatever you like. And this is quite strong. So by adding ni suru, we can turn this into do what you like. Now, Natsuko-san, does this expression have a bit of a selfish nuance to it?
Yes, the word katte is, yes, more like a selfish kind of expression.
Because, you know, in English we can say, oh, do whatever you like.
Yes.
Or do whatever you like. Mm-hmm. But in English we have the intonation that kind of conveys the speaker's feeling.
Yes.
About whether the word has a positive or negative nuance. Mm-hmm. With this word, is there ever an instance where it has a positive?
Hardly.
Hardly. Okay. Now, in the dialogue, we had
勝手に食え.
Which is really, really strong.
Right.
So, this old man, what kind of mood would you say he's in?
Grumpy.
Grumpy. Now, here he's using 勝手に to modify the very informal way of to eat, which is?
く.
Break that down.
く.
く. So it's a class one verb. And when we make it into the imperative, it becomes
食え.
So he's saying 勝手に食え. Now here it's modifying this. Eat however you like. Eat the way you want. So again, it's this selfish. Next we have
若い。若いもん.
Young person.
若いもん。若いもん.
Now this is actually a derivative of
若いもの.
Mono becomes
門.
That no gets condensed into a ん. Okay, this is followed by next vocab word.
ネタ.
Topping of nigiri sushi.
ネタ. ネタ.
Now it's that little piece of something, fish, or any other thing that's placed on top of the sushi. Let's ask Yoshi-san this one. Yoshi-san, if I say the word ネタ, what do you automatically think of? Do you think of what comes on top of the sushi, or do you think of something else?
I think I would think of a comedy skit that all the comedians, like their themes of their little comedy skits.
Yeah, so this word has multiple meanings.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, if you go into the sushi place and you want to know if they have something good, Natsuko-san, can you give us an example sentence?
今日はいいネタ入ってますか?
Today, are there some good toppings? Something fresh?
Mm-hmm.
Like a little, if you want that inside track,
yes.
We can ask them?
Mm-hmm. いいネタ入ってますか?
All right, that's good. See, now I'm learning something. I'm going to try that when I go to the sushi mm-hmm. place. Unfortunately, the one around here is always closed, but I don't know. Okay, next we have
箸.
Chopsticks.
箸. 箸.
And they're often referred to with the honorific prefix
お.
Making
お箸.
Next we have
皿.
Plate.
皿. 皿.
And when we talk about plates, what is the counter we use for plates?
米.
Because it's a thin, flat thing. Now, when you go to buy sushi at the conveyor belt sushi place, you can order by using the counter 米. 1枚. 2枚. 3枚. Letting the person know how many plates of that particular sushi you want. Yoshi-san, quick example. If I wanted 2 plates of tuna, I would say?
Maguro 2枚.
Okay, next we have?
Ma, ika.
Now this is a very unique, can we say that, Natsuko-san? Unique expression?
Mm-hmm.
Now this expression can be translated as whatever, forget it. Like you've given up hope and time to call it quits.
Yeah, right.
You'll definitely come across this expression in TV dramas, in anime, in other things. And last we have?
Shoyu.
Soy sauce.
Shoyu. Shoyu.
In the dialogue, we attach the honorific prefix
o,
making
o shoyu.
Now onto today's grammar point. Today's grammar point covers the suffix
kata,
which, as we said, means way of, manner of, how to. For example, in the dialogue we had
食べ方,
way of eating. Natsuko-san, how do we say Yoshi-san has a unique way of speaking?
Yoshi-san の話し方は独特だ.
I like that. 独特 Yoshi.
It sounds like poison.
So,
can you just break that down for us?
独特.
Now, we're running short on time. So inside today's PDF, we have a full write-up on today's grammar point. So that's going to do for today. Stop by JapanesePod101.com.
じゃあまた明日ね。
またね。